Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. And right now, it's the super early bird. Hope to see you there. Welcome to Blockchain Life. I have my special guest, Ben Lakoff, here. And Ben, I'm excited to learn more about you, your Web3 journey, and your business. Everybody's got a unique Web3 story, but where did you first start hearing about blockchain? And give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. Well, firstly, thanks for having me on. Excited to be here. So like many people, actually, the first time I heard about crypto and blockchain was probably about Bitcoin. And like many, wrote it off. I was working at JP Morgan at the time, and my sister sent me a, it was one of those like previous 2013 bubbles or whatever.
Sure.
You know, this, and I told her, stop, you know, it's drug money or whatever. Like, put your money in the S&P 500 and like, don't think about it. So that was probably the first interaction, and then got more serious in 2016. So just my journey would be, I was working in private equity at the time, decided I did the down the hall look, you know, like, is that the life I want? No, I need to start doing something different.
Yeah.
So started a young venture capitalist group. I was living in Thailand at the time, started investing in startups. And one of those investments was a crypto exchange. And around the same time, I had a buddy that said, you know, he bought some of this Ethereum stuff and it just like doubled in price and I should look at it. So it was like both of those instances that really got me super excited about crypto, like the second time.
Okay, perfect. So I like it. Sounds like it took like most people a couple exposures to it before you're just like, hey, I get it. Okay, now let's jump in and say, what are you doing today around Web3?
Yeah, sure. So Web3 has been evolving. So in like 2020 and 2019, I spent a lot of time angel investing and advising startups, a couple incubators in the space. And I joined one called Kernel in summer of 2020. So this was like the height of DeFi summer. So I was like doing the DeFi degenning on the side, super interesting, but met this guy, Rob Secord, who was super passionate about NFTs. He had started this Nights and Weekends project, Charged Particles. Our Twitter handle is DeFi NFT in February 2020. So very much a lot of foresight on where the space was going. And he basically, you know, fed me enough of the Kool-Aid to make this my current passion and focus, which is Charged Particles. And we've been both full-time on this, working on this, grew a team, raised a small round since October 2020. So long before this like latest wave of hype around NFTs. But what Charged Particles is an NFT protocol. It allows you to take your existing NFT or mint an NFT and give it its own smart wallet or its own wallet so it can hold other assets. So your NFT becomes a container or a basket holding other assets, fungible or non.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So this is huge. This is why we're talking today. So in our publishing model, I have a concept that I teach. I'll show you a graphic, but it's basically that your book can and should be 18 streams of income. Because I feel like a lot of times authors are just like, hey, my book is a business card.
And I tell people all the time that business cards don't change lives, books do.
Mm.
So if you look here, and in fact, I wrote a book on that topic, business cards don't change lives. So, so you know, because I've been writing books for 20 years and I've been publishing authors probably over about 1,000 by now. And that's our publishing company. But we teach people that your book can be a soft cover, hardcover, ebook, audio book, course, live coaching, certification, keynote speech, content marketing, i.e. blog, vlog, launch team that turns into something pretty cool, which is a membership community. You can do consulting, have a workshop immersion experience. In fact, I just got back from Shawshank, where I literally took my mastermind into Shawshank Prison. It was fantastic. You can do seminars, webinars, masterminds, conferences, affiliates, and partnerships. I tell people that the 19th stream of income is essentially NFTs, which are the container, like you just said, that hold the other ones. How, could we, with your protocol, charged particles, could we really put in there different assets like this?
100%. I mean, does that degrade the user experience for people interacting with it enough that it provides too much friction for them to do it? But yeah, the tooling and the building blocks are there. I mean, NFTs, just, it's a smart contract. You can program it to do whatever you want. And the smart wallet is a wallet. So you can do a lot of interesting things. So your book could be an NFT. It could have other NFTs that unlock at a certain time period locked inside of that. You could have your social token that you use for currency within your mastermind group. Also, you could lock that inside of it. So it's, somebody can't pull it out and use it right away. Maybe it doesn't unlock for 6 months or something like that. But there's, I mean, basically, like, whatever you can dream up, you can do with these like composable building blocks that we're providing here.
All right. So take a guy like me who is dangerous, but not, I don't know that much. So my audience is here, and if you're watching this on audio, I really encourage you to go to YouTube and Facebook and watch this replay so that you can see what Ben's essentially going to teach us. But what would I even do? Would I hit launch app? Like, give me the walkthrough.
Yeah, sure. So and for the listeners, we're on Charged Particles website, which is charged.fi, F-I. So what you see if you hit launch app, this is our DApp, or decentralized application. And this originally was focused on art. So the idea of an artist creating their own NFT and charging it up or putting assets inside of it. So you could use this, and I don't think your screen share has jumped over to the other tab.
Let me do that. Here we go. Because I'm looking at it, it looks...
Yeah, like, yeah, I figured like, you were. It looked like your eyes were looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. So
that's why I go under the app part of it?
Yes. So app.charge.fi. So this is the DApp. This is where you can create an NFT. It's free to create on ETH or Polygon, and then you can charge it. So create a smart wallet for that NFT or energize, put assets inside of it. It's Web3, so you need to connect to your wallet. You know, we don't collect any user information like logins or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So this is like the entrance to Charged Particles, but it's basically a proof of concept for what's possible. And we have an SDK coming out, and we have another DApp, another two DApps coming out that will make like this experience a little bit more tailored for different use cases. But
I'm just going to say, SDK, explain, just give my audience.
Software development kit. So what this allows people to do is you take the tooling that's allowed by our technology, our protocol, and integrate that into whatever your own application or your own user experience. So something specifically for publishing or for books, you could have this SDK, this allowing the Charged Particles technology to be integrated in all that you do with that other version that you create. And then it could have your own aesthetic and everything like that. So that comes live in the next couple weeks. But until you get there, you know, using our DApp, to experiment around, and you can mm-hmm. do it on Polygon, so it costs next to nothing.
Right.
Would be like a good way, and then you could wireframe and kind of determine what the experience should look like, and then mm-hmm. you could use the SDK to like build it or build with us.
So this one is Clock Tower Moonlight, 25 ETH. Why is it that expensive? What do they do to it?
Yeah, so if you click on that one, you can, yeah. So and what we're looking at is just some of the featured artwork on our platform. And a lot of these are...
I see. Check that out.
Yeah, so...
It comes with a frame painting in glass and metal. Interesting. Yeah.
So if you go back and go to the middle one, actually, I think that might be it. So this one doesn't have any assets inside of it. So the real secret sauce... So click on the center one. So this is and then actually there's a toggle right above where your cursor, or down in the nested assets, it says V1 or V2. So if you click over V1, so we had a protocol upgrade, so the wallets are kind of in the V1 wallet or the V2. A bit confusing there, but so this piece, which is slow to load, has some $5,000 of DAI, like stable coin, earning interest. So it's accumulating interest. And then it's got 1,000 Decentraland, so mana tokens inside of it. But also, so all of these things are a basket. So they have fungible tokens like this. They can be invested in Aave underneath and be earning yield. But then they can also hold non-fungible tokens. So there's cool things you can do with this, like even within publishing, you could have a minimum threshold that people need to put money into their NFT. And mm-hmm. after a certain amount of yield is earned, which is just a product of time, maybe it unlocks something else within that NFT. So you have this entire ecosystem that you can design, or this experience with this one NFT. So very much like your book is 18 different streams, that one NFT that could be a book or any other digital media item can mean so many more different things and allow for so many different types of access via other NFTs or other fungible tokens unlocking from that NFT itself.
So I'm going to take you, there was a button where I could click it on OpenSea, and now it's here on OpenSea. So basically, the NFT could be housed on your website or OpenSea or both.
Correct. So important to note, we are not changing the NFT standard. So ERC 721 is the token standard that most NFTs follow. So any NFT that you change and you add this smart wallet and add all of this functionality to with charge particles, it's still a normal NFT, ERC 721. It can be sold on OpenSea. It can be sold on Rarible, Nifty Gateway, wherever you would like. It's still a standard ERC 721. In fact, NFTs that exist, so most of your listeners have heard of Bored Apes at this point. It's the, sure, the, you know, $1 million monkey picture. Yes. NFT that gets a lot of people talking about. These NFTs, actually next month we're doing final testing. You can take that existing NFT and add assets to it. So if you want to do a Bored Ape scavenger hunt and put a bunch of money into some random NFT, you can. Some random Bored Ape.
Awesome. Okay. So I get it here. I get what you're saying. And for the listener who doesn't get it, let me just say, this is amazing, because for a long time now, in theory, I've said, yeah, you can turn your book into 18 streams of income, and you can, but you're saying through this dApp, through charged particles, it almost makes it easier.
It makes it easier in theory. I mean, the actual user experience of Web3, I mean, anybody that's listening that's new can probably remember their onboarding story. So like going from zero crypto to like you need a MetaMask wallet and buy an NFT on OpenSea or do this DeFi protocol, it's a disaster. So, I mean, eventually we'll get there and you can obfuscate the blockchain out, but like, yes, it allows you to take that NFT and it serves so many different functionality than just an NFT. And to be frank, just an NFT is pretty incredible and allows for a lot of functionality. So we're just expanding that offering set with Charger Particles.
Well, and I'm old enough, you might not be, but I'm old enough to remember that we used to get on the internet with a phone line. I don't know if that was before you.
No. AOL Instant Messenger, man. Dial up, and my phone line was busy because I was chatting with my friends.
Yeah. So that's kind of, do you agree that that's kind of where we are now, where the early adopters see, oh my gosh, here's what can happen, and hopefully soon. But we also realize that there's a lot of steps and a lot of, I don't know, patchwork you need to do to get there. But you're saying it can happen. It is happening. And an example would be VCon, where Gary V tied let's just share, like, some of his NFTs. I believe it's the gift goat or gifting goat or something like that. But some of his NFTs that you purchase, he literally mails you physical things, just like that one on your website a second ago, where you're buying an NFT, but you get a physical painting mailed to you. Talk to me, Ben. There's a lot of manual stuff that needs to happen at that point. In other words, you can't just mail a physical painting to a string of letters and numbers on a digital wallet. Like, there has to be some of this, hey, tell us your information so we can mail it. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like you said, with the early days of the internet to where we are now, like, the internet, or this connectivity, was a prerequisite for Uber, but so was a phone and 3G and all of these app stores and things like that. So it's like these things kind of happen in sequence. So like, this NFT, fully non-custodial, censorship resistant token on top of a decentralized blockchain that represents a unique item. So that unique item can also have a physical item associated with it. But because it's pseudonymous, I just have this 0xaby address for the person. So you have to have some way of like that person doxing themselves and saying, actually, I'm the person that owns it. I'll sign this message and this is my address. So send it, send whatever physical item to that address. So it's still clunky for sure. Yeah. But that's because of the way that it's designed. It's clunky in that, you know, I'm not exposing personal information when I'm when I'm buying these things unless I want to.
And but look at how fast an Uber is today. In the old days, you had to be like, okay, taxi, all right, hey, all right. You know, I don't even know how you paid for taxes in the old days.
God knows. Cash, right? But who cares
there
that?
There you go. Yeah. But now with a click, you're able to say, I don't know this person, yet they're driving a strange car, and yet I'm going to trust them to get in this seat in a back alley and expect that I'm going to get there safely, and it's going to happen because of Uber verifying a driver. Like, there's so much that happens, and we don't even, I mean, you're sleeping in strangers' homes in Airbnb,
right?
And you're driving in strangers' cars with Uber, but it all happened because of these layers of technology.
Yes, exactly. So I fundamentally believe that this NFT is one of those layers. Blockchain obviously is another one. Fungible tokens, but we'll put these things in together, combine them in new unique ways. And this is what we call composability within the Web3 space. Is like, you have this thing that then can also be affixed to this other thing, and it's this new thing, and somebody can take that new thing and affix something else to it and create an even better thing. And it allows for this like
open source, quick,
iteration and innovation, which is why whenever anybody kind of comes into the space, they're just like, holy crap, there's so much stuff going on. One, it's been a bull market for the last 2 years. So we'll see, like, you know, as like the fanfare dies out a little bit and it's less headliney, you know, crypto will die again. But like it will never, it won't die. The innovation and the creativity in the space. Yeah. And it's all from this open, transparent, composable blocks that people are building, like charged particles that can be taken, jammed into something new in a new, unique way and create something truly, truly magnificent and valuable.
And that's where the first time I heard NFT in Miami with my friend Tyler, he was explaining it to me. And after 15 minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to change the world. Because I see books and publishing, and then you just drop an NFT, and then I think that's the beauty of this whole Web3 conversation. Everyone's an expert at their little thing, but then Web3, you know, here's my poor illustration, but it's a filter whereby you see the world, and I'll see it differently than you, and that's why I love that you created this thing. So a couple quick questions. You said a term that I hear very often that I just want to clarify for my audience that they might not understand what it means. You said doxing. That means what, where you're like found out, or what does that mean?
Yeah, like exposing your personal identifier. So like on the internet, you know, you can exist as this pseudonym of an anonymous person. So to dox yourself would be like, nope, I'm Ben Lakoff. This is who I am. I'm not this,
taking off the mask.
This monkey JPEG on the internet.
Or whatever. Very good. See, these are terms where I want to tell my audience, like, don't be afraid to ask questions, because you'll hear these terms, polygon, and, you know, you need to realize, like, oh, it's a cheaper version of Ethereum. I mean, that's not exactly, it's a different layer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so I also kind of want to double click on what you said. I mean, it's you understood NFTs within 15 minutes, and you could apply that technology, that unique technology, based on your unique skill set and experience, which I think is so, so powerful, because I had no idea before 10 minutes ago talking with you about book publishing and how this could be used. I mean, I've heard little things, but I've never like dove into it. Deeply, but I've spoken at like 15 conferences now, and like the talk I've given over the past like year and a half have been like NFTs beyond just art, and it normally takes people a lot longer to like truly grasp the potential. So kudos for you for having the foresight of like how this could be used in your niche.
It took me 15 minutes, and yet then it took me 15 months. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? Where like you get it. And I think most people have this journey where they like get it and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to be involved somehow, but I don't know how. And I encourage people just to learn a ton. I want to have a follow-up conversation with you, Ben, because I have developed some pretty cool. I'm just going to drop in at the end here in the chat, the private chat. I'll drop in a link, which you, if you spend 5 minutes, you might be like, and you might say how, you know, charged particles and ISB NFT.io, like how it actually works together, because I think it does. Do you have a podcast? Do you like where I'm fascinated with the way you can take the complex and explain it into simple. How can we find out more about you?
Yeah, sure. So easiest way to find me is probably Twitter. It's at Ben Lakoff, BenLakoff. And then Charged Particles is DeFi NFT, DeFi NFT. Those would probably be the best like top of funnel for finding me. But yeah, I have a podcast, Alt Asset Allocation, talking about investments outside of the traditional assets. So started this during COVID as well. Very much macro, gold, real estate, and a lot of crypto these days as well. But I think it's important for people to kind of think outside of the traditional allocation. And it's becoming more and more apparent these days. But Yeah, that's what that show is.
And I'm there right now. Your Twitter handle for your podcast, I think this is you, invest
in alts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like invest in alternatives. Yeah. ALTS. Yeah.
That is huge. And you're there in a picture with the NASDAQ. Wow, man. I'm going to start following you, learning a lot. And this was great. So again, your website is it charged.fi?
Correct. Charged.fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if my people who are pretty new, some of them, do you have like tutorials or do you have things on that page that they can kind of learn?
Yeah, I'd say if you're new, well, two things. So one, we have a community call every Wednesday. So jump on, ask questions. There's no stupid questions.
How do you do that?
On Twitter. So DeFi NFT. That's like a good way of wading in a bit. And then further, just if you're interested in Web3 and crypto, start looking into it. If you're interested in working in the space, there's a lot of well-capitalized companies that are hiring. And even if you think like, oh, I'm not a developer, there's no jobs for me. Like there's probably somebody out there that would really appreciate your unique skill set. So don't hesitate to reach out. Founders, teams, they're always looking for interesting, passionate people to join the cause.
Wow, man. I just saw it on Twitter. You got some very cool things. I'm going to screenshot our image here and blow it up, but it's at DeFi NFT Charge Particles. And folks, you got to follow all that they're doing. I learned so much today and I'm going to have a lot more to learn. So thanks for being here today, Ben.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me on. This is great.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.